He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Thursday, April 23rd. The Texans are just a couple of days away from the NFL draft. Yes, the draft will be held on the 25th and 26th of April, and there will be the Houston Texans draft party on that Saturday. A draft party where you can meet Texans players and vote on your Houston Texans cheerleader squad. So come out to Reliance Stadium in the Verizon Wireless West Club for all of the action. Today, well, I caught up with wide receiver Andre Johnson. I guess the Pro Bowler was just finishing his workout, and we stopped to talk about who the Texans might draft and about the return of D'Amico Ryan. He and D'Amico and Dante Robinson will be holding a youth camp on Saturday before the draft, and that camp will be held at Butler Stadium. All three players will be working mainly with underprivileged youth, teaching them football and helping them get in shape. But before we get to that, here's Dre talking about how the Texans need a big running back to complement Steve Clayton and the return of D'Amico Ryan.
I mean, it was great. You know, he's one of our captains, and he's a big piece, you know, to our puzzle. So, you know, when he's not here, it's crazy, you know, not to see him around here because he's a big part of this team. So everyone was very happy to see him back.
You said that you're still working on getting in tip-top shape. How much pressure do you feel about having a season like last season where you led the league in catches and receiving yards?
I really don't put much pressure on myself. You know, I just take it, you know, one play at a time, one day at a time. So, you know, I always want to do better than I did the season before. And, you know, that's my goal. And, you know, I'm working to accomplish that. And I'm going to keep working harder and harder every day.
There's a lot of pre-draft talk going on right now, and a lot of people think the Texans will be looking for defense in the draft. Offense is pretty locked up, ranked third in the NFL in offense. Do you pay attention to that pre-draft talk at all?
I really don't worry about it much. You never know what can happen on draft day. You have a lot of trades and things that happen. So, you know, that's something that's out of your control, and, you know, you just have to wait around and see what happens.
What about drafting a running back to complement Steve Slayton? That's been the one talk on offense where there's a need.
I think that, you know, that will help. You know, I said it before that, you know, Steve, he's not a very big running back. So, you know, to take that pound in every play, you know, sometimes that shortens people's career. And you'll hate to see that happen to Steve, you know, but Steve's a great player for us, and he's going to continue doing a great job for us. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have somebody else here, you know, to help.
Well, this Saturday, you have a camp, a first and 10 camp with Hughes, putting that on with Dante and D'Amico. Talk about that camp.
Well, me and D'Amico did it last year for the first time. And, you know, it turned out well. We had about 250 kids come. You know, this year we'll probably have a little bit more. You know, everyone's been trying to get into it. But, you know, basically we just take the kids through drills. You know, some of the similar drills that we do out here during our off-season workouts. And at the end, we let them play a little, you know, football. We get out there and play with them. So, you know, it's a lot of fun.
It's pretty amazing that kids can actually get to learn football from Pro Bowl players like you and D'Amico and someone who's a hard hitter like Dante. I mean, what kind of feedback do you get from these kids? They must be pretty excited.
Well, they're very excited. You know, when they're out there, they try to do everything at, you know, their best, you know, because, you know, when you look at it, like, we have professional football players out here watching us. So, you know, they try to do something to amaze you. So they are out there competing real hard and, you know, just trying to do anything they can to impress you.
It's going to be hard to impress you considering all the things that you've done. But you also have to have fun out there with the kids.
Yeah, we do. We participate a lot. You know, we try to just do anything we can to encourage the kids. You know, I remember last year we started off with running the lap around the track and all the kids was out of breath. And, you know, me and D'Amico was just running behind them like, you know, you got to get the going, you know, because nowadays a lot of kids like to sit around and play a lot of PlayStation and Xbox. So, you know, they just have to get a little bit more active than, you know, like kids used to be.
Well, it's a great thing you're doing, and we'll be out there. So thank you for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston.